您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 In China, people seem keen on ranking different regions in all kinds of weird categories. For example, there are several versions of regional rankings of Chinese people's fighting capacities, which share similar results that northerners are better fighters than southerners. Is it really the truth? 网上流传着不同版本的各地战斗力排行，结论大致一致，基本上呢，战斗力是由北往南逐次递减的。 So, how do you think this ranking works? Do you think it's making sense?
I think it's making a little bit of sense, but let's just see how this is being ranked first. So usually it's the length of time that a verbal argument turn into an actual fist fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that methodology in terms of calculation because, I mean, it does make so much sense because people get into arguments in China all the time over stupid stuff. But it's a really good measurement of like how hot-blooded are people that they just go from like, oh, you almost hit me but didn't and now we're yelling at each other to I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yes, and the shorter the time it is, the higher the score is in this ranking. And this is not about fighting capacity, so to speak. It's about how much one likes to resort to force when a spat actually occurs. So Shanghai got zero because apparently Shanghainese never fight. They just argue. And according to some netizens, that Shanghai people tend to stay very focused on the argument and it can go on for hours, but you don't see them actually engage in physical contact.
Which is interesting too, because like in Beijing, so Shanghai was ranked zero. So like, you know, the lowest score, actually Taiwan got the lowest score with a minus 10. Apparently they're even more pacifistic than people from Shanghai. But it's interesting because Beijingers got a score of 50. Which I think it's funny because I think there's an argument for having them higher. There's also an argument for having them lower. Mm-hmm. 'Cause, I mean, like on the subway, you know, I'm always seeing people argue, but they never get into a fist fight. They're just yelling at each other the entire time. Like, you stepped on my foot. No, you stepped on my foot first. Then I stepped on your foot. And then, you know, why do you step on my foot? Stop pushing me. But they never actually, you know, resort to violence.
But on the Beijing subway, it's people from all over China.
That's true.
It's very hard to classify that it's a Beijinger doing that, all right? But just to resonate with what you just said, John, yesterday, I saw something similar happen during my subway ride to work. I saw two guys who just bumped into each other a little bit, and then the spat starts. So one guy goes, who are you looking at? And the other one was like, why did you push me? And then the two guys just started repeating that for like to the next stop.
Are you sure?
And then,
are you sure it wasn't performance art?
No, it was real. And then those guys, their faces got red, and yeah, they were like really, really engaged in this, and everybody was watching,
of course,
with great interest, like me. And then, so after this is one station, and then people got off, people come up and into the carriage, and then they keep on saying, what are you doing to me? He's not doing anything. And then finally there's action. So they grabbed each other's collars and started bouncing around. So there was no real fight.
So they were shoving each other.
And yeah. So after trash talk, finally there was a little bit of hustling.
Yeah.
And then two stops go away. So this is like 15 minutes later, and then they finally decided that they'll grab each other's collar and move outside of the carriage and continue the bouncing around without any fighting.
So you didn't see how it ended then?
No, I didn't, but I was like getting so impatient. It's like, be a man. Do you want to fight? Then do it. Otherwise, could you please just back off and say goodbye to each other?
I just want to make it clear that He Yang does not represent the opinions of the management of CRI.
No, I don't. I represent myself.
it's funny because the other day, I mean, if I was more aggressive in public, I would have almost gotten into a fight on the subway the other day. And I'm always so amazed when people do, because like the subway is really crowded, and when you're trying to, you know, fit into a tight space to get further inside the carriage, well, sometimes people end up falling over a little bit. You didn't mean to push them. You're just trying to, you know, apply as minimum amount of force as possible, but they end up kind of moving forward because they weren't prepared for it or something like that. But then that happened the other day, and I was trying to go into the middle between the seats, too many people. I do that to someone unknowingly, and then he just like pushes me back really hard. And it's like, dude, come on, I'm just trying to get through. You know, I'm not pushing you on purpose. But then it's that type of thinking that happens so often. But look, coming back to the regional ranking, I think it is quite interesting how this is ranked. But also what I think is most interesting is that it's Macau is actually ranked at the highest. Not because necessarily that they actually get into a lot of fights. But the reasoning here is that people may vanish mysteriously in casinos.
That sounds like a joke. That sounds like a, you know, carefree kind of comment. And I think it's quite funny when you do this kind of admittedly not very fair and, you know, stereotypical kind of brushing the image of people from different provinces. But maybe a little degree of truth does come out of it.
I mean, but I think, you know, we kind of have to take this in the spirit that it's given. I don't think it's meant to be taken seriously.
No.
It's very different from, like, you know, the crime map or the con map that we've seen before. This is just, you know, just kind of tongue-in-cheek, very lighthearted, giving us, you know, a certain classification of different people.
Exactly.
From different parts.
But I think that it might be taken the wrong way, because usually these rankings go like a way of, you know, as if you rank the highest, you should be most proud. And if you rank the lowest, you should be ashamed of yourself. I mean, and in this logic of thinking, is it that people who can fight the most or people who are the most hot-headed should be proud of themselves? And people like Shanghainese who never get into a fight should be ashamed for, like, being peace-loving people?
Well, I mean, they're not really
peace-loving.
Okay,
no.
Sorry, I'll answer your question a little bit later. But I think it's partially about maybe Shanghai being a more economic, prosperous place and being modernized earlier.
Yeah.
People are more...
The subject of colonial occupation.
No, that there's no colonial occupation.
Wow.
But okay, I think it's just maybe they're a little bit more accepting the manners and the courtesies. But it doesn't stop them from conversational fights.
Well,
conversational violence.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's kind of the question. I mean, here we're talking specifically only about physical force. And I think it does say a lot that if people can just have an argument and not actually, you know, come to blows, that's actually, I mean, it's quite civilized. I mean, you know, you can have a difference of opinion, but I'm not going to try to give you a bloody nose. But again, I mean, it's all kind of a joke. Although I do find that some of it is kind of accurate. Maybe not the ranking in and of itself, but I think the description of the propensity for certain areas to get into fights. I mean, like, you know, Heilongjiang got a score of 75. The description was usually tall, strong, irritable, and troublemakers. I've never been to Heilongjiang, but I know a good friend of mine. He's married to a woman from there, and so goes back to the hometown on a regular basis, and he always has problems with people from you know, that area. Like, just people who, like, in Beijing, he's fine. Like, no one ever looks at him twice, never has a problem. No one ever tries to provoke him. But whenever he goes back to his wife's hometown, there's been several instances where, like, people have tried to start to pick a fight with him.
I see. But I also hope that this kind of list doesn't make people's sort of regional discrimination goal even more biased. Because, you know, people who are from Heilongjiang can be maybe a little bit hot-headed, but they can be really helpful as well. I just remember this video which simulated a pickpocket situation. It's a fake situation, so
actresses.
Yeah, so there was this thief who pretended to be stealing this woman's wallet, and this woman just cries, "Help!" And they tried that experiment in different cities to see how many people out of how many that passes would actually go help the girl. And it seems that it's in the northeast that they got the most percentage of helpers. You know, people would just go kick the poor actor who acted as the thief,
yeah,
you know, and pin him to the ground. Well, when you're in Shanghai, there's actually nobody that came up.
There's people
the
shouting, but they're...
Hey, stop.
Yeah, yeah. But... men or women rarely actually acted on the situation. And it sort of showed the Heilongjiang people in a more of a heroic way. But I think it's partially because maybe these people are more used to a little bit of physical, engagement with other people when, you know, in Shanghai, the scenario was not that.
Yeah. All right. And our listener Jian Huifen says, yes, Northerners are a bit more competitive and sometimes more aggressive than Southerners.